You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. In Play Radio, from a 40-20 to winners aplenty. We've got it covered.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Rugby League podcast. We'll be taking a look ahead to a couple of really juicy encounters on Thursday and Friday evening on this edition, with the top four in action against each other. And we'll have a quick spin through some of the matches on Sunday as well. My name is Sam Norris, stepping in this week on the podcast, but joining me as ever is Mr. Mark Wilson to take a look at some of the action. How are you, Mark?
I'm good, mate. Good, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, not bad at all. Top four clashing this Thursday and Friday. It's all coming to a head, isn't it?
It is at the minute, yeah. I mean, only three rounds left of the normal season, but all the teams in the top eight will then play each other again. So whilst this won't have any immediate bearing on the end of season, this is a chance for the likes of Leeds, who are 3 points clear at the top, to extend their lead. It's a chance, on the other hand, for Huddersfield to break into that top three, not only the top four. So a couple of really, really big games, and bigger, I would suggest, for the likes of Wigan, who won't want to slip out of that top four this weekend.
Yeah, certainly. And Leeds can effectively, with a win, end Wigan's hopes of a finishing top of the table.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they can. You know, and when you look at it, you, at the end of the 30-game season, you've got to be in that top four to play off in the semi-final to get to Old Trafford. If you're first or second, you're going to have a home tie in the semi-final. That could be all important. And Wigan might well be playing for just second place, which at this stage would be quite disappointing.
Yeah, it would for them. Just before we get into some of the betting, just want to pick your thoughts really on last week's games, particularly Leeds versus Saints. I mean, this is first and second in the table, and well, Saints were just blown away by Leeds, really, weren't they, Mark?
Yeah, they were. And anyone that listened to the podcast last week will have said, you know, will have heard us say that we thought St Helens were a tired team, and I think that's what you got on Friday night—a tired performance for me. They've had a few big games back to back. And they were poor, I think, with the exception of Walmsley. I think they were pretty ordinary, St Helens. And I'm going to set them on again this week. I know we'll speak about that in a bit. But I just think at the moment they're having a little bit of a wobble, St Helens. Yeah, they've got a few injury problems, but so have most of the teams in the competition at the minute. And I think Huddersfield and Castleford are the two form horses. And I won't be looking much further than those two this weekend.
Yeah, fair enough. Anyone else really catch your eye performance-wise over the last week?
I mean, I mentioned Castleford, obviously 5 wins on the spin for them. They got a Hull on Sunday. It's not priced up at the minute, but Castleford would be my nap of the weekend. I can't see them losing at Hull. Hull are in desperate form at the minute. So I think Castleford will beat them. It's going to be interesting. Leeds were great last week, but they're missing Hardacre tonight. He's been banned, and I think Leeds without Zach Hardacre are a completely different proposition, just in what he offers them in terms of defence and attack. So that's going to be the toughest one to call for me, but we'll have a go at it anyway. It's going to be interesting. Obviously, the two Smith brothers coaching go head-to-head, Wakefield against Warrington on Sunday as well. Wakefield have picked up recently. There might be a play on the handicap, I think.
OK, fair enough. We'll start with Thursday night's game then, which sees Wigan take on Leeds. It's 4-7 about Wigan. The draw is 18-1. Leeds are 11-8, and Leeds getting the +4 on the handicap there, 10-11, minus those 4 points for Wigan is 10-11, 16-1, the handicap tie. You mentioned there about Zach Hardacre. Has that maybe played into the trader's mind when pricing this up? I must admit, I was a little surprised to see Wigan favourites.
Yeah, they're coming on a bad run of form, if truth be told, Wigan. You know, they were well beaten at Warrington. I'd say they were battered at Warrington last week. They were really poor for my money. It's very, very hard. I think Wigan are the hardest team to bet on. I put them up last week, a big disappointment for me, but then someone actually reminded me, back Wigan when they're at home, back against them when they're away, and they were away last week and they got well beaten.
Yeah, fair enough.
I lost a lot, I've got to be honest. I had a big bet on Leeds at the Magic Weekend, and Wigan did them that night. I mean, Leeds were 12-4 up and got chinned in the second half, and rightly so. Wigan were great that night, and it's very reminiscent, because that week Wigan had been battered the week before at Catalan. Everyone had written them off. They came back and they put in a strong showing, and they're welcoming the likes of Bateman, clubs back in, or Lachlan's in the side as well. So they are at more strength than they have been in the last couple of weeks. So for me, I want to bat Leeds, and at 11-8, I think they're a big price. Mm. but there's just something saying that Wigan, this is going to be a really tight game. I'd be looking unders on the points. If you look at, I don't think we've got a line up at this moment, but it'll generally be around 40, I'd have said mid-40s. I would go under that when it comes. It'll come live just before, in fact, it's there, 46.5. Unders, 10 to 11. Have a look at their last five head-to-heads, 39 points, 40 points, 27 points, 32 points, 40 points. This is going to be tight. The only Wigan are not going to blow Leeds away tonight, in my opinion. They will not blow them away if they win. It'll be tight. It'll be tense. There won't be a lot in it. Under 46.5. In fact, I'd say that's my standout bet. When I look at that, it wasn't priced up earlier on. But I just, they're struggling points-wise for me, Wigan. And Leeds, defensively, they're quite sound. They've got a bit of beef up front. I don't think there'll be a lot in it tonight. I want to back Leeds at the price, but yeah. I'm going to take that advice. Back Wigan at home, and I'm going to play them. And I'll probably play Wigan to win by 1 to 10 points. I just don't think there'll be much in it. In fact, is that the that's normally one of the headline offers, isn't it? It's not tonight.
Yeah, it's
so,
just try scorers.
Yeah, so if you go at a dozen then, I'll set Wigan by 1 to 12 at 7 to 4. I think that gives you a little bit more room as well.
Yeah.
So the 7 to 4, I think Wigan win, but only narrowly. And I think if you let me down this week, Sam, that's it. I'm never backing Wigan
team.
Again. They're off the team
forever.
Banned.
Okay, fair enough then. Any other bets caught your eye in this one, or was that just about it for Wigan?
No, I think you're getting... I mean, obviously, Matty Bowen scored 2 tries against Leeds at the Magic Weekend. Bowen is a decent price to score any time. 5-4 if you want to play him. 14-1 to score the first try. Obviously, eyes will be on the likes of Burgess at 5-6. Player I could have a look at a bigger price is John Bateman at 9-4, just purely because he's a former Bradford player and he really gets fired up when he plays against Leeds. He generally has a big game against them, and I'm going to play him at 9-4. I think I like Bateman. I think he's a top player. Missed out last week. I think he'll go well.
Okay then, John Bateman. Anytime try scorer is 9-4, 20-1 first or last. Best bet then for the Wigan Leeds game before we move on to Friday?
Points. Go unders on the
unders
points.
On the point.
I just can't see there being 46.5 points in this game. Generally tight, these ones, and it's in Wigan's interest for this to be a tight game, because if it opens up, I think Leeds have got more than enough to hurt them.
Okay. Under 46.5 points then for Mark. 10-11 is the price of that one. We'll move then to Friday night's action. St Helens take on Huddersfield here. It's 1-2 Saints, 18-1 the draw. Huddersfield 13-8. The handicap is set at 6. Plus 6 for Huddersfield, 10-11. Minus 6 Saints, 10-11. And your handicap draw is 16-1. I know it's something you've been saying for a few weeks now, Mark, and we saw it shown really in the Leeds game. Saints are looking a bit lethargic at the moment.
Yeah, they are. And I think Huddersfield, with the exception of... Well, in fact, they've had 1 defeat in 10 Super League games. Mm. Had a couple of draws in there. They got beaten at home by Saints 11-8. They'll be keen to avenge that. I think with the exception of Brett Ferris, who's out banned, they're fully fit. They are going to, I believe, give a debut to one of their youngsters. Nathan Mason's going to play on Friday night. But I've just got a feeling Huddersfield have got enough in the locker. I watched them beat Hull KR last week, and the conditions second half were awful, and Huddersfield were brilliant in that second half. I think they're a team that lacks a bit of attacking fluency, but when they get it right, they can put points on. So I'm going to play Huddersfield. 13-8 is not a massive price on the outrights, so I'm actually going to take the shorter price, the 10-11 plus 6, because when they have met recently, there have been some tight encounters. Like I said, 11-8 earlier in the season. They met in the Challenge Cup last year, and Saints won by 1 point. So that was 17-16. There was a 16-17 game before that. So 3 of the last 4 have been decided by a try or less. So I think if you've got that on your side with Huddersfield, take the 10-11, Huddersfield plus 6. I think that's a great bet, and I'd certainly be having a look at that one.
Okay, headline offers for this one. On the Saints side, we've got Adam Swift to score a try in a Saints win at 6-4. Adam Swift and Mark Percival to both score a try is 3-1. For Huddersfield, Jermaine McGilvery to score a try in Huddersfield win is 7-2. And the same player, along with Jody Broughton, to score a try is 9-2. Any of the headlines caught your eye, Mark?
Yeah, I think if you're going to bat Huddersfield, I love the Jermaine McGilvery one. He's one of my favourite players in Super League. He's not the tallest character, but he's as wide as he is tall, McGilvery. He takes some stopping, and it's been out wide where Saints have had some of their weaknesses. They've had a lot of injuries. They probably will reshuffle a little bit. That'll strengthen them up this week. But I just think McGilvery, you give him the ball within 20 yards, you're going to do well to stop him. He's got 10 Super League tries this season. I actually think Huddersfield are going to win. McGilvery will be favourite to score a try on the betting any time. He's the top one at 10 to 11. So I think you're getting a nice enhancement. I think those doubles, the headline offers, are well worth backing. And I think McGilvery to score in a Giants win, I like that all round, and I'll tell you now, I'll be backing that. I think it's a great bet.
Okay, fair enough. 7-2 the price of that one. Any of the markets caught your eye for this one?
I think if you're going to back St Helens, I could see why you'd back the Saints headline offer. Adam Swift is he's having a good season himself. He's got plenty of pace, and he knows certainly where the try line is. He's got 10 himself, so again, you'd argue if Saints are going to win, he's probably going to get over the whitewash. In this one, I actually could be tempted, and it's a market that's served us well in the last few weeks. I know we said we expect it to be really tight, and it, you know, 17-16 and 11-8 would say it is going to be tight, but I've got a feeling there might be some points in this. We saw it last week, Saints blown away by Leeds, really. They'll be better than that, there's no doubting about that. But I think whichever team wins, they're going to have to do it the hard way, and I think there'll be points. So I'd look at Saints to win and both teams to get 20 or more is 7-2, but Huddersfield at 6-1 and both teams to get 20 or more points. I can see this one, if the conditions are good, being quite an open game. Huddersfield put 30-odd points on Hull KR last week, and to be quite honest, should have had another 20 more. They were that good in attack. And I think if they go with that game, I think they can do that. 6-1 if you're going that way, or 7-2 if you want to back Saints.
Okay, best bets for this one?
I am going to say Huddersfield plus 6 at 10 to 11. And I'm going to say, I am going to back that McGilvery headline offer. 7-2 for me is too, you know, some prices are too big. I couldn't back Saints at 1-2. I'd rather watch them win and not have a bet than back them at 1-2 and be sweating, because I think you will be sweating whatever happens.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough then. We'll take a quick spin through some of Sunday's games.
Just literally come on as we're recording now. So the main one for me, mate, is Hull Castleford. I'm at this game. Who has priced up this market? 11-10 Castleford. Has the guy upstairs been drinking heavily or what? Right, people are going to say, hang on, Hull absolutely battered Castleford in the Challenge Cup. And they did, but I was there that day. Cast might as well have not got off the bus. And by the time they did get off the bus, they might as well have got back on it to go home. They were awful. But that was earlier in the year. There are a lot of injuries. They're welcoming players back. They're 5 wins on the spin. And they've beaten Leeds and they've beaten St Helens in that run. Castleford have been in and around the camp this week. They genuinely think that they can win Super League this year. And I tell you what, I backed them at 33-1 a few weeks ago. I think they can win Super League
really?
As well. They're joint fourth with Huddersfield. They're just out on points difference at the minute. They're going to be hoping that Huddersfield and Wigan get beat this weekend and then they can get across the top four. I actually think that Castleford at 11-10, they're 18-1 to win the grand final now. But I think on the game, 11-10 to win at Hull. Hull are awful. They lost to Wakefield last week. I'm not having them at 8-11. You can keep them. I don't want them. Castleford all day long. And I tell you what, a stat I noticed about Castleford as well, I don't know if we'll offer this market, we've only got outrights at the minute, is if you look at Castleford, I think out of their last 7 games, Castleford and both teams to score 20 points has landed 6 times. And yep. Given that Castleford are odds against, that'll be a big price. Have a look at that one as a definite play. I think that Castleford are my nap of the weekend at 11. I can't believe they're 11-10.
Okay, fair enough. Very strong vote then for Castleford. With regards to the other 3 games, you've had any early thoughts on them? Salford taking on Hull KR, Wakefield, or resurgent Wakefield take on Warrington, and Widnes play Catalan in the other one.
I think that Catalan, unlucky to lose at Salford last year. You think, well, lots of Salford who aren't very good, but Widnes for me is settling for life in the middle 8. They've no Kevin Brown. No Kevin Brown for Widnes means they can't back Widnes. It's as simple as that. I think the Dragons, again, at even money, might just have a little bit too much for Widnes, who I think he'll definitely now have one eye on that middle 8. Catalan can secure the top 8 place for me with a win on Sunday. Wakefield at 7-2. I think it might sound daft. Warrington battered Wigan last week. But this is a Warrington team that have battered Leeds twice and yet are still sat in the middle of the table. For me, Warrington get up for the big games and struggle when they play the poorer teams. And we've seen Wakefield beat Hull on Wednesday 10 days ago. Then they went to Hull with a vastly changed team and pushed them within 7 points. I think there's a little bit of something about the Wakefield Trinity Wildcats now. 7-2, could I go with that? I'm going to take them plus 14 at 10-11, mate. I think they are just worth... I think they're worth an interest there. I think they've got, you know, it's Smith against Smith, the two coaches. They'll both be keen to do well. But Wakefield at the minute, it's not about winning for them. It's about improving week on week. And I think them with 14 start on Sunday, I think they can, they'll give Warrington a run for their money.
Okay, fair enough. Wakefield plus 14. Then it's priced up the wrong way around on our website at the moment. You certainly won't be getting 10-11 about Warrington plus 14, will you?
I don't know. Might have a look at that.
Yeah, there you go. Right, best bet of the weekend then, Mark.
Castleford. Got to be Castleford. I'll tell you what, if they don't win next week, Sam, I'll be skinned. But I'm all over that. The big games out of the two, I'm going to go Huddersfield to beat Saints. I think Wigan will win tonight, but confidence dented purely because they've burnt my fingers too many times.
All right, fair enough then. There we are, the thoughts of Mark Wilson ahead of this weekend's Super League action, set to be a really enjoyable few days of rugby action. Thank you very much for joining me on the podcast today, Mark. And enjoy the rugby at the weekend.
Come on, Cass.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.